Awards 2004 has opened in the Cuban capital. Special guest Susie Castert, a well-known Haitian historian and political scientist, spoke at the inaugural ceremony, which was attended by Parliament President Ricardo Alarcón and other high-ranking Cuban officials. A jury made up of 21 Latin American intellectuals will judge more than 500 works from 24 countries, including Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, Peru, Mexico, Chile, and Venezuela. According to CASA organizers, there are more than 240 poetry works, 165 short stories, as well as entries in Caribbean literature, Brazilian literature, and a special essay award granted on women's studies. The commission will also grant honorary awards to Jose Lezama Lima in poetry, Ezequiel Martinez Estrada in essay, and Jose Maria Ardiles in the category of narrative stories. The Casa de las Americas program will include lectures and roundtable discussions with a special presentation dedicated to Brazilian literature, thinking, and literature in today's Brazil. The awards ceremony will be held on January 29th, the final day of the event at Casa de las Americas. Hundreds of U.S. students who are here in Cuba as part of the Semester at Sea program toured the province of Matanzas yesterday. The young people, part of a group of more than 630 students who arrived aboard the SS Universe Explorer at the port of Havana on Sunday, met with their fellow Cuban students from the Camilo San Carlos University in Matanzas and toured the Havana Beach Resort. This is the 10th time this semester has been in Cuba. On previous visits, Cuban President Fidel Castro has met with the students and accompanying professors in an open exchange to promote understanding, peace, and friendship between the people of the United States and Cuba. The semester at sea will depart from Havana tomorrow, Wednesday, continuing their international journey, which includes Brazil, South Africa, Tanzania, India, Vietnam, China, and Japan. They will end up in the U.S. city of Seattle on April the 23rd.